各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以一起来在安息日的时候敬拜神学习神的道理。
Thank God for His grace that on the Holy Sabbath day we can gather to study His words and worship Him。
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考生命的抉择。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to begin the study with everyone the topic a choice of life。
我们现在在读《生命记》。
Now we're reading the book of Deuteronomy。
在第九章的时候
，In chapter nine，
摩西跟以色列选民提出他们过去得罪神的历史。
Moses pointed out to the Israelites the history of their rebellions。
那其中有一项很大的罪，就是他们在西乃山下所犯的。
And one of the greatest sins they had committed against God is what they have done under the Mount Sinai。
也就是说，摩西在西乃山上领受神的诫命、律例、典章。百姓却在山底下铸造金牛犊，然后敬拜偶像。
While Moses was receiving the commandments from God on Mount Sinai, the Israelites at the bottom of the mountain were making gold calves and worshiping idols.
那这件事情让摩西非常的害怕。
And what they have done here brought fear to Moses.
所以在《生命记》第九章的第十九节。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 19.
第十九节说：“我因为神向你们大发烈怒，要灭绝你们，就甚害怕。”
19. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure, with which the Lord was angry with you.
这在摩西的一生当中，他很少这样子描述自己，他是非常的恐惧战惊的。
In the life of Moses, rare occasion he describes himself as being afraid.
因为当他带领百姓走旷野路的时候。
Because while he was leading the Israelites through the wilderness,
他经历了特别是从他一开始带百姓出埃及地过红海的时候
，especially in the beginning when he led the Israelites out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea.
就算面对前面是红海，后面是法老的追兵，摩西他都没有害怕。
Even while facing the Red Sea in front of him and being chased by the Egyptians, Moses was not afraid.
那时候摩西非常的镇静。
At the time, Moses was very calm.
他只是求神说，现在怎么办？
He only asked the Lord what he should do.
那神就告诉他怎么办？
So God told him what he should do.
所以当他的杖一向海伸出，红海就分开。
So when he stretched out his staff towards the Red Sea, the sea was split in half.
所以即使面对这生命最危险的关头，摩西他都没有害怕。
Even facing the most dangerous moment of his life, Moses was not afraid.
可是当他们在旷野走到西乃山下之后
，However, when they were in the wilderness, coming towards the bottom of Mount Sinai,
百姓他们亲耳听见神说话的声音
，The Israelites have heard themselves the voice of God.
他们也看到了神降临的时候的景象
，They've also seen the phenomenon of God's appearance.
那是。乌云密布，山地大震动，整个西乃山焚烧冒烟的情景。
And the phenomenon of how the mountain was covered with dark clouds, the earth was shaken, and that is God's appearance.
所以那个时候，百姓他们非常敬畏神。
At the time, the Israelites were very much afraid of God.
那他们就在山下等候摩西。到山上去领受神所吩咐的诫命。
So they waited on the bottom of the mountain while Moses went up into the mountain to receive the commandments.
但是四十昼夜之后，他们竟然就怀疑神了。
But after 40 days and nights, they began to doubt God.
所以他们就在山下制造出一只金牛犊。
So at the bottom of the mountain, they molded themselves a golden calf.
把这个像牛一样的形象，把它当作是带领他们出埃及的这个伟大的真神。
So they treated this gold molded calf as a god that has led them out of Egypt.
是要赐给他们各种应许，给他们福气的这位爱他们的神。
As if this is the god that had loved them, that has promised to give them all kinds of blessings.
他们把神当作一个具体化动物的形象。
And they have made God into a concrete, a material calf.
但是之前神就已经在这个威严的声音中向他们说话了。
However, prior to this, God has spoken to them through His solemn voices.
所以这件事情让神大怒。
So what they've done here brought great anger to God.
那这是一件很大的罪。
This is a great sin.
因为是明明知道神就在他们当中，他们却 仍然执意要顺服他们过去的习惯，制造一个神的像来。
While they're fully aware that God exists amongst them, but they're still going back to their old ways and worshiping an idol.
所以这件事情，他说神说要灭所有的百姓。
What they've done here, caused God to want to destroy them.
那也让摩西气到把神所写的这个法版把它摔碎了。
It made Moses so angry that he threw down God's tablets of stone and broke it.
那所以当时候摩西他知道百姓所犯的这个罪是非常可怕的。
So at the time Moses knew that what the Israelites had committed here was a great sin.
所以他想到神的怒气，他就害怕。
Whenever he think about the possible anger of God, he was afraid.
这个时候摩西他只能够跟神祷告。
At this time, what Moses can do is just to pray to God.
所以他就替百姓祈求。
So he prayed on the behalf of the Israelites.
那因着神的怜悯结果神让他们可以继续往迦南地前进。
Because of God's grace, they were able to continue to travel towards the land of Canaan.
摩西的祷告很有功效。
Moses' prayer was very effective.
所以第十章的生命记第十章的第十节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10.
我又像从前在山下住了四十昼夜，山上住了四十昼夜那一次，主也应允我，不忍将你灭绝。
Verse 10, as at the first time I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord also heard me at that time, and the Lord chose not to destroy you.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
那主吩咐我说，你起来引导这百姓，使他们进去得我向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地。
Verse 11, then the Lord said to me, Arise, begin your journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their forefather to give them.
所以现在摩西带领一群本来应该灭亡的百姓继续往迦南地前进。
Now Moses is leading a group of people that were supposed to be destroyed, but yet they continue their journey towards the land of Canaan.
那这个应许的地是神当初向亚伯拉罕所应许的所给的福。
This promised land was a promise that God had made to Abraham.
那所以神是守约施慈爱的。
And therefore, God is a God that is faithful and merciful.
他说过的话，他就要执行。
He will execute what he has promised.
所以他们这次的失败，因着摩西的祷告之后，他们有机会回头。
And their failure here because of intercession of Moses, they were able to return to God.
现在他们可以继续往迦南地去了。
And now they're able to continue their journey towards land of Canaan.
在这样一个神的怜悯的前提底下，摩西现在劝勉百姓。一定要做一个改变。
With God's grace in mind, now Moses encouraged the people to make a change.
所以他第十章的第十二节。
In chapter 10, verse 12.
他就跟以色列说，现在主你的神向你所要的是什么呢？
In verse 12, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you?
只要你敬畏主你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性的侍奉他。
Verse 12, to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul.
13节说要遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
13, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statute, which I command you today and for your good.
这是当时候摩西他对百姓所讲的一段非常重要的劝勉。
This is a very important admonishment that Moses gave to the Israelites.
这个也是整个《生命记》的关键经文。
And this is also a very key passage in the entire book of Deuteronomy.
神向他的百姓所要的是什么呢？
What is it that God required of his people?
他说是要敬畏神。
That is just to fear him.
要知道神的存在。
To know his existence.
要知道神的这个是可畏的了。
And to acknowledge that God is a fearful God.
也就是说，他是无所不能的。
And that means that He is omnipotent.
他是无所不知的。
And He is omniscient.
他是无所不在的。
And He exists everywhere.
不管我们在哪里，他都知道我们在做什么。
Doesn't matter where we are, He knows what we're doing.
我们心里在想什么，他都知道的。
He knows what we're thinking in our hearts.
所以敬畏神就是会懂得，我现在事实上人是神所造的。他是我的造物主，是我的主。
To fear God is to acknowledge that we are created by God and He is our Creator.
我没有什么事情可以向他隐瞒的。
And there's nothing that I can hide from Him.
所以敬畏神，这是一开头。
So to fear God is the beginning.
接下来说要 遵行他的道，要走在他的道里面，在当中生活。
Then it says to walk in his ways.
也就是说，神所告诉我们要去做的事，都要顺服去做。
Which means that we should be obedient and do everything that God has told us to.
那还要爱他。
And to love him.
就是说，爱神，我们敬畏神，我们不能够跟神很有距离。
That means that to fear God, we cannot be at a distance away from God.
就像我们今天爱一个人，我们一定会想要跟这个人亲近。
Just like today, if we love a person, we want to be near to that person.
我们如果说爱一个人，但是却不想亲近，要离得很远很远的，这个爱是有问题的。
If we say that we love a person, but we want to be far away from that person, that love has flaws.
所以要爱神，表示愿意跟神亲近，要知道这个神是可亲近的。
So to love God means we want to draw close to that God. It means that God is able to draw close to us.
神是很有能力，很公义，很圣洁。
And God is powerful. He's justice and He is full of love.
但是他又是很慈爱、很怜悯的。
But He's also a very merciful God.
他愿意人亲近他。
He's very willing for people to draw close to Him.
所以爱神表示会愿意亲近神。
So to love God means we want to draw close to God.
他说要尽心尽意的侍奉他。
And to serve Him with all our heart and all our soul.
我们会爱神，我们就会侍奉神。
If we love God, we will serve God.
就好像我们今天爱一个人，我们就会去服侍他。
Just like today, if we love a person, then we want to serve that person.
你看家里的父母亲爱孩子，就为儿女服务。
And just like the parents, because they love their children, they want to serve and help their children.
但是孩子长大之后，如果对父母亲没有爱，他就不会去服侍他的父母亲。
But when the children grow up, if they don't have love towards their parents, and they don't want to serve their parents.
所以当我们真的对人有爱的时候，我们会付出。
So if we truly have love towards another person, then we will we'll pay them our service.
那所以现在在他里，摩西说要爱神，然后要尽心的去侍奉他。
Moses said that we need to love God and to serve Him with all our hearts.
所以这个爱本身是有行动的。
So this love itself is accompanied by action.
不是只是挂在嘴巴里面的心里的想法。
It's not just lip service or just a thought in your heart.
所以他提醒每一个主的选民要去侍奉神。
So he reminds all the people who serve God, the chosen people of God, to serve God.
然后呢，他说要遵守他的诫命律例。
And to keep His commandments.
就是摩西所吩咐的，从神的这些很重要的吩咐了。
And he's declaring again all the commandments, important commandments of God.
遵守神的诫命律例，表示会照着去做。
To keep the commandments and the statute of God, that means we'll follow God's commands.
那目标就是要得福气。
And the goal is that we will be blessed.
也就是说，这个神所吩咐的诫命律例是要让我们得福的。
That means that all the commandments and statutes of God is for us to be blessed.
这是当时候，你看摩西他跟百姓提出。回转之后应该要有转变。
And this is the change that Moses proposed after the people have returned to God.
那要做到这样子的转变，真的会在意神所要求的，有两个前提，一定要做到。
Before you can make this great change, there are two prerequisites that you have to first accomplish.
就是第十六节这里说的。
In verse 16.
所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可以再硬着颈项。
Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer.
也就是说，我们真的会要能够满足神的心意啊，做到神要求我们要去做第十二节所讲的这些生活。
And that means that if we want to be pleasing to God, to do what God tells us to do, described in verse 12.
第一就是要把心里的污秽除掉，这个英文就是说在心里面行割礼。
In verse 16 says, first we have to circumcise the foreskin of our heart.
第二个就是说不可以再硬着颈项。
The second, be stiff-necked no longer.
那第十六节一开头说了要将心里的污秽除掉是什么意思？
What does it mean in verse 16? It first says to circumcise the foreskin of your heart.
我们知道割礼本身就是神跟亚伯拉罕立约的记号。
We know that circumcision is a mark of a covenant that God has established with Abraham.
所以借着这个割礼，让一个人在身上有一个记号是属神的。
Through circumcision, this person now has a mark that shows that he belongs to God.
那所以割礼就是跟神立约一样。
So circumcision means that you have a covenant with God.
那现在说心里的割礼。
So now it says the circumcision of your heart.
中文说要把心里的污秽除去。
In Chinese translation, it says remove the filth of your heart.
我们如果看一下三十章。
If you read chapter 30.
申命记的三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30.
三十章我们如果读第六节。
Verse 6.
三十章第六节。
Verse 6.
主你神必将你心里和你后裔的心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱主你的神，使你可以存活。
Verse 6, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and your heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, that you may live.
那神跟人立约啊，他要人呢、啊，真的可以啊认识他、爱他，然后可以来侍奉他。
God has a covenant with people so that people can love Him, can trust Him, and to serve Him.
那最后可以存活。
And at the end, they may live.
但是他说要帮助我们。将心里的这个污秽除掉。
But he will help us to remove this, the filth of our hearts.
也就是说，要在心里面行割礼，就是要把我们的心完全归属神。
To perform the circumcision of our heart, that means our heart is be belong to God.
那这个割礼本身，其实在后来先知他们的理解里面呢，真的能够让他们得救的，不是肉体的割礼，而是心里的割礼。
And the circumcision itself, according to the understanding of the prophet, is not the physical circumcision, but rather the circumcision of their heart is what will save them.
我们今天归属神，最重要就是我们心里面是不是认定这位神，我们愿意听他的话。
Today we belong to God, but what is more important is in our hearts, do we believe Him and listen to His commandments?
如果我们看，先看耶利米书第九章。
If you turn to Book of Jeremiah, chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
第二十五节
，Verse 25，
耶利米书九章二十五节
，Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 25。
主说：“看哪、日子将到，我要刑罚一切受过割礼、心切未受割礼的。
25. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised with the uncircumcised。”
啊，第二十六节。就是埃及、犹大、以东、亚门人、摩押人和一切住在旷野、剃周围头发的。因为列国人都没有受割礼，以色列人心中也没有受割礼。
26. Egypt, Judah, Edom, people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the farthest corners, who dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are circumcised in their heart.
你看，这里特别提到这个行割礼，肉体上行割礼这一个习惯，不是以色列人的专利了。
So to be circumcised physically is not a characteristic that's limited to just the Jews.
其实埃及人他们也行割礼。
Even the Egyptians perform circumcision.
有些民族他们就是有这个样的一个作为。
And some cultures, some tribes also do the same thing.
所以不是肉体有割礼就是属神的。
So just because you have you're circumcised physically doesn't mean that you belong to God.
所以他这里提到犹大、以东、亚门人、摩押人。
Here mentioned Egypt, Judah, Edom, people of Ammon.
那基本上他们都跟亚伯拉罕有关系的。
They all have to do with Abraham.
那这里提到一切住在旷野剃周围头发的人。
And all who dwell in the farthest corner, in the wilderness.
也就是说，他们有一些这个其他的民族，他们有一些其他的生活习惯。
And that means that all these tribes, these nations, they all have their certain cultures.
他们的外表里面跟这个神的选民是有分别的，一看就知道他不是以色列人。
Their appearance is different from the chosen people of God.
那这些人是没有受割礼的。
All these people are uncircumcised.
那这些人，他们日子到将到，神要刑罚他们了。
When the time comes, God will punish them.
那第二十五节特别说。
Verse 25.
重点是那心有没有受割礼。
What is important is whether or not they're circumcised in their hearts.
包括以色列人，就是神的选民，他们心中都没有受割礼。
Including the Israelites, the chosen people of God, they were uncircumcised in the heart.
也就是说，他们的心是充满污秽的，没有归属神的。
Their hearts are filled with filth, and they don't belong to God.
所以这心里面要行割礼，就是我们要把心的内心的污秽除去。
To circumcise one's heart means you have to remove all the filth that's in your heart.
从心里面跟神立约的。
That from your heart you set a covenant with God.
这一位大而可畏的神是我的神。
And this almighty, fearful God is my God.
他是创造我的主。
And he is a Lord that has created me.
他设计我要我去做的事，我要听话去做。
And he has designed me, so what he wanted me to do, I will do so.
所以这个心里的污秽就是会决定。我们是不是会愿意跟从神，还是违背神的
？The filth that's in your heart will determine whether or not you follow God or forsaken God.
今天我们要真的满足神的心意，一定要先把我们的心除干净。
Today, if we want to be pleasing to God, we must first remove the filth in our hearts.
那所以我们要很在意去保守我们的心。
So we have to take care to keep our hearts holy.
今天我们所有的外显的行为都跟我们的心有关系。
Today, all our outer actions has to do with our hearts.
如果我们的心啊是忧伤的，我们的外表其实你就看出来是很沉重的。
If we have a sorrowful heart, then our appearance would reflect the same way.
我们如果内心是充满愤怒的，我们的话里面就很尖锐、很严厉。
If our hearts are filled with anger, then our words would pierce and hurt other people.
但是如果我们内心是很温柔、很谦卑。
But if your heart is filled with humbleness and meekness,
内心里面充满了神的爱。
And your heart's filled with the love of God.
我们讲起话来就温柔良温和良啊温良柔顺。
Then our words will filled be with meekness and gentleness.
我们对人就会懂得体谅。
Then we would know to be more understanding towards others.
我们的心如何，我们的行为就怎样。
And our action reflects our hearts.
那所以我们今天要把我们的心里的污秽除掉。
So today, if we want to remove the filth of our hearts,
也就是说，我们能够靠着神的话语，让我们的心得到洁净。
And that means that we rely on the word of God to cleanse our hearts.
让我们可以更贴近神的圣洁。
So that we can draw closer to the holiness of God.
可以更明白神对我们的要求。
We can understand more what God required of us.
那所以第一个就是要把身体的污秽除掉。
The first thing is we have to remove the filth of our hearts.
第二说不可以再硬着景象。
The second is that we cannot be stiff-necked.
因为这些百姓本来就是硬着景象的百姓。
Because these people are the people with stiff neck.
第九章的第二十四节。
In chapter 9, verse 24.
这是摩西他一直以来对百姓的认知，他们就是这样子。
And this is the image or the acknowledgement of Moses towards the Israelites.
第九章二十四节说：“自从我认识你们以来，你们常常悖逆主了。”
Chapter 9, verse 24, you have been rebellious against the Lord from the day I knew you.
那这个就是摩西跟他们相处四十年之后，他得到结论。
So this is a conclusion that Moses drew after knowing them for 40 years.
这百姓他们经过这么多的事件。
After the Israelites have gone through so many events,
他们似乎都没有得到教训啊。
They've never learned their lesson.
他们怨言是一次又一次的发作了。
Their complaints are growing more and more each time.
从最小的事情吃喝的到最大的要进迦南地，要去攻打这些仇敌，每一件事情都发怨言。
And they complain from the smallest thing regarding eating and drinking to the greatest thing about entering into the land of Canaan.
那所以这个应着景象的百姓，这个在说明他们的这个个性，他们本来的那个本质。
So the stiff-necked Israelites that tells us about their true characteristics and their nature.
就是不容易屈服。
That they do not want to be obedient.
那他们很有个性。
And that they have their own personalities.
就是说，他很坚持他自己的想法。
And that means they're very stubborn in what they believe.
但是在这个全能的神面前坚持自己的想法，最后都是吃亏的。
But to be stubborn in front of this Almighty God, you will only lose.
啊，所以当时候神也是这样说啊。
So this is what God said at the time.
第九章第六节。
In chapter 9, verse 6.
第九章第六节，你当知道，主你神将这美地赐给你为业，并不是因你的义，你本是应着景象的百姓。
Verse 6, therefore understand that the Lord your God is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people.
这个就是，其实我们大部分人也都是这样子。
And we, most of us are just like this.
我们今天其实，常常是，很有个性的。
Today we may have our stubbornness.
如果很容易就受影响了，就说这个人没有主见。
So if you're easily influenced, then you are a person without principles.
但是我们要了解。
But we have to understand this.
我们在神面前是不可以有个性的。
And that we cannot be stubborn and insistent before God.
有时候我们坚持我们的个性，是我们认为说，哎，我跟你差不多啊，你不见得是对，我也不见得是错啊。
Sometimes we're stubborn because we think that you are just like me, so there's no way to know for sure whether or not you're right or I'm right.
但是如果我们面对这位神，我们要很了解自己的角色，我们的身份是谁。
But facing this God, we have to be aware of our roles and know who we are.
神绝对不会做错事的。
God will never do anything wrong.
他如果做错，他就不会是神。
If he does anything wrong, then he wouldn't be God.
但是人很有可能会做错。
But men, could easily make mistakes.
我们自己的生活经验会告诉我们，其实往往我们所坚持的，到最后都会证明是错的。
And our life experience tells us that many times what we are persistent or stubborn about at the end it turns out to be wrong.
所以这个他说不可以再硬着颈项。
And so here says, be stiff-necked no longer.
就是要我们每一个人要有自知之明，要懂得改变。
And that means we need to have self-awareness and know when we need to change.
要改变就是要有法则，就是神的话语。
We need to change, and that needs to be with principle. That principle is the word of God.
那要愿意顺服神。
We need to be obedient to God.
事实上是有很充分的原因，为什么这个神是值得我们顺服。
And there's sufficient reason why we need to be submissive to God.
如果我们看回来第十章的第十二十七节。
If we look back at chapter 10, verse 12.
十七节。
Verse 17.
因为主你的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。
Verse 17, for the Lord your God is God of gods, Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bride.
第十八节，他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，爱怜爱聚集的，赐给他们义士。
Verse 18, he administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing.
这个说明为什么要敬畏，为什么要顺服神，听神话语的原因呢？
And here demonstrates a reason why we need to listen to God and follow His commands.
这位神是公义怜悯的。
And this God is a God that has is justice and merciful.
那所以他是很全能的神，但是他又是很容易亲近的。
He is a mighty God, but yet he's a God that we are easily drawn to.
所以特别提到说不以貌取人，不受贿赂。
And here says that it shows no partiality nor takes a bribe.
他在强调神的公义的。
And this emphasizes the justice of God.
第十八节要强调神的爱啊。
In verse 18, emphasize the love of God.
那第十九节，所以他说你们要怜爱聚集的，因为你们。也曾经做过寄居的。
19. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
也就是说，要人懂得用自己的曾经有过的蒙怜悯的经验去怜悯别人。
And that means, as men, we need to be empathetic towards others because we had similar experience.
所以第二十节说，你要敬畏主你的神，侍奉他，专靠他。
Verse 20. You shall fear the Lord your God, and you shall serve him.
第二十一节。
21.
这位神是你所当赞美的，他是你的神。为你做那大而可畏的事情，是你亲眼所看见的。
21. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen.
所以他现在提出了这个要听从神的原因。
And here lists out the reason why we need to believe and listen to God.
他讲了这一些神的恩典之后。
After he listed out all these grace of God.
第十一章第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
他说，所以你要爱主你的神，常守他的吩咐、律例、典章、诫命。
Verse 1, Moses says, therefore you shall love the Lord your God, keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, his commandments always.
我们中文圣经这个连接词所以把它忽略了。
And in Chinese version, it missed the word therefore.
其实第十一章的第一节，它是延续第十章下来的，这一句话很重要。所以
，Chapter 11 verse 1 is a continuation of the last verse in chapter 10. So the word therefore is very important.
也就是说，因着有神的怜悯，今天百姓可以存活。
In other words, it is because the mercy of God that the people are living.
那现在他们一定要能够照着神的吩咐去做神所要他们做的。
And now they must follow the commands of God.To do what God wants them to do.
就是要爱神，要守他的诫命。
And that is, they shall love the Lord and keep His charge.
那如果能够这样做，
if they can do so,
那这样子，他们进去得到了这个应许地，就可以永远住在那里，他们就永远得福了。
Once they go into the promised land, then they will live there forever and be blessed.
那摩西他在第十一章呢，最后给他们要做一个选择。
Moses in chapter 11 at the end gave him a choice.
他现在告诉他们得福的来源，怎么得到福气。
He first showed them how they can be blessed.
那接下来他最后要他们做一个选择。
So at the end he wanted them to make a choice.
所以第十一章开始。
So in chapter 11.
我们就是从第十章的这样一个背景底下。
And that's a continuation with the chapter 10 as a background.
摩西要百姓要记住神曾经所做过的。
Moses wanted the Israelites to remember what God has done for them.
最后他要他们做一个选择。
So he wanted them to make a choice.
这是生命记的这个第一个段落，从第一章到第十一章最后的结论。
And so this is the conclusion of the first section of Deuteronomy, that is from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
第二十六节。
In verse 26.
看啊，我今日将祝福和咒诅的话都陈明在你面前了。
Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse.
因为这一段就是摩西在重申神的律法。
And this passage is Moses declaring, proclaiming the law of God.
这个律法会，他们要不要遵守，会决定他们得福还是遭遇患难。
Whether or not they choose to observe or deny the law will determine whether or not they will live or die.
现在摩西说，我把祝福跟咒诅陈明在你面前。
Moses says that I set before you today a blessing and a curse.
你们可以选择。
That is for you to choose.
那接下去他也说第二十九节。
Verse 29.
要把这个咒诅的话、祝福的话都把它陈明在这两个山上，让你们的子孙也可以做选择。
And that he will put the blessing and the curse up on the two mountains so that their descendants can also make a choice.
那所以我们现在从第十一章来想想几个选择，我们会选哪一种。
And so from chapter 11, let's think about what are the choices and which one will we choose.
第十一章的第二节说。
Chapter 11, verse 2.
你们今日当知道，我本不是跟你们的儿女说话的。
Know today that I do not speak with your children.
因为他们就是指这些儿女哈，以后的世代的子孙呢，他们没有看过神的这些作为。
Because the children, that means their descendants, have not seen what the Lord has done.
从第三节、第四节都在讲在埃及所发生的事情。
Chapter verse 3 and 4 describing what happened in Egypt.
第五节在旷野的时候，他们第一个世代所走过的这个所有的经历。
And in verse 5 describes the first generation Israelites what they have gone through.
第六节特别提到这个大丹亚比兰，就是这个可拉党叛变的这个例子。
And verse 6 talks about Dathan and Abiram, that is the rebellion of the tribe.
哦，那这个当时候可拉党他们这个叛变的事件呢，神做了一件新奇的事情，让地开口把他们都吞下去了。
At the time with the rebellion of Korah, God did an amazing thing, that is, he split the ground in half and swallowed them.
第七节
，Verse 7，
他说：“唯有你们亲眼看见主所做的这一切大事。”
But your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord which he has done.
所以这里他给这些百姓要做一个选择，你是要选择把神的作为记在心里，还是把它轻忽，觉得说这个就是没什么大不了的事。
So now Moses gave them a choice, that is, they have a choice to remember the great things that God has done or to erase that from their memory.
你选择要感谢神、赞美神的救赎怜悯，还是把这个神的救恩当作平常呢？
That you can choose to remember the salvation and the redemption of God, or you could treat it like an ordinary event.
今天有许多神的作为，有时候经过科学家一分析，就觉得这个没有什么，这个刚好恰巧。
Today, many great things of God, after analyzed by the scientists, is treated as an ordinary event or coincidence.
我们今天我们身体的疾病得到神的医治。
Today, when our illnesses are healed by God.
有时候。我们也会觉得说，那刚好是不是刚好我的身体什么免疫系统刚好了，所以我就病就得我就复原了，我没事了。
And we may wonder that is it because my autoimmune disease has been healed and so now I'm okay.
我们对神的作为有时候会用我们人间的理性去把它合理化，认为说本来就是这样子，这好像跟神没有什么关系。
Sometimes we will rationalize the work of God with our logic and think that is not a big deal.
所以在这一段从第二节到第七节，摩西特别跟他提醒。在埃及，在旷野，神所做的很特殊 的这个神迹，是不可能用人的方式完成的。
In chapter chapter 11, verse 2 to 7, Moses listed out all the work of God, and that the miracles cannot be rationalized.
这是神的大能的手的作为。
This is a work of God's great hands.
那这个是他们亲眼所见的。
And this is what they've seen with their eyes.
所以今天我们要把神的作为。真的把它记在心里。
And so today we need to remember in our hearts the work of God.
我们亲眼所看见的，亲耳所听的，我们要很慎重，不可以轻忽。
That we need to hold in great regard the things that we've heard and the things that we've seen with our eyes.
我们要把它记在心里。
We have to remember in our hearts.
要把它留下记录。
And we have to impress it.
要把它传给我们的子子孙孙。
And we have to pass it on to our children.
那我们自己本身还要不断的去想。
And for ourselves, we need to think about it constantly.
没有神，我今天怎么会在这里？
Without God, how would I be here?
如果没有神拯救我们，我们今天会坐在这里聚会敬拜神呢？还是我们在电影里面看电影呢？
If not for the redemption of God, will we still be here worshiping God, or will we be in the movie theater watching a movie?
或者是我们有人也许已经坐在监狱里面了。
Or maybe some of us are already sitting in the jail.
有人说已经躺在坟墓里了。
Or some may be in the grave.
但是今天我们都能够还坐在这里存活。
But yet today we're alive and we're sitting here.
这是神拣选的恩典。
So this is the grace of God's choosing.
那我们将神所做的这个作为，我们是很慎重的去感谢赞美他。
And with the work, great work of God, do we take it seriously and give praises to God?
然后我们很郑重的听到我们所听的道理。
And do we respect the words that we have heard?
还是我们就随着这个潮流就这样子流失了呢？
Or do we simply follow the trend of the world and be lost?
看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
二章一节，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
第二节，那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。
Verse 2, for if the word spoken through the angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward.
第三节，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见人给我们证实的。
And verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who have heard him?
第四节，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
Verse 4, God also bearing witness for both signs and wonders with various miracles and gift of the Holy Spirit according his own will.
所以啊，这里给我们提醒。
Here, give us a reminder.
我们不可以把神的救恩把它当作平常。
And that we should not treat God's salvation as ordinary.
如果我们亲眼看见亲身体验的救恩，我们最后失落了。
If we lost the salvation that we've experienced ourselves and have seen it with our eyes.
那说这样的罪怎么能够逃脱呢？
And here it says that how can we be spared and escaped?
我们吃过神的筵席的，我们领受过主的恩典的，最后去否认神的存在，这样人怎么能逃罪呢？
And those who have received the banquet of God, tasted the flesh of God, how can we escape from the sin?
所以我们一定要很郑重的所听到这些圣经给我们的提醒。
And so we need to take heed to the reminders and warnings in the Bible.
不要随着这个社会的潮流被冲击而流失了。
And that we should not be washed away and drift away by the trend of the world.
如果我们选择记住神的话语，神的作为。
To remember the word and the work of God.
我们会一直很感谢神。
Then we will continually giving thanks to God.
但是如果我们把它当作平常，我们最后会忘记。
But if we treat it as ordinary thing, then we will eventually forget.
那我们如果忘记之后会有什么结果？
What happens if when we forget?
申命记第八章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8.
摩西那时候说。
And Moses said.
申命记八章的十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 19.
你若忘记主你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡，这是我今日警戒你们的。
Verse 19, then it shall be, if you by means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testified against you this day that you shall surely perish.
这是神很公平的。
God is fair.
他要祝福或做主，他都讲得很清楚了。
And he will make it very clear whether about regarding his blessing or curse.
摩西从他对神的认识，他现在特别劝勉百姓不要忘记了。
From Moses' understanding towards God, he is here to remind the Israelites not to forget.
因为如果忘记，最后的结果就是这样子。
Because if they forget, this is their result.
所以我们对神的这些作为，我们会做什么选择呢？
So what kind of choice will we make towards the work of God?
我们看完第十一章。
Let's turn back to chapter 11.
从第八节开始。
Starting from verse 8.
到第十五节。
Verse 8 to verse 15.
他这里第八节说，所以你们要守我今日所吩咐你们一切诫命，使你们胆壮，得以进去得你们所要得那地。
Therefore, you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess.
第九节说，并使你们日子在主向你们列祖起誓应许给他们和他们后裔的土地上得以长久，那是流奶以蜜之地。
Verse 9, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give your father, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey.
这里特别提到说，诶，他们现在进去的那个迦南地，哈，他们如果能够遵守神的话，他就可以长久。
And here it says that if they can keep the commandments of God, then the land that they're going into, they will dwell there for a long period of time.
那这个地呢，是很特别的，这是神的祝福。
And this land is very special because it's a blessing of God.
因为第十节是说，这个地啊，不是像埃及地一样的，因为在埃及地，你在那里撒种，用脚要浇灌啊，像浇灌菜园一样。
Verse 10, for the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sow with your seeds and you water it by foot as a vegetable garden.
但第十一节说，你要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、以水滋润之地。
Verse 11, but the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven.
第十二节说，是主你的神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，主你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
Verse 12, in a land of which your Lord your God cares, and the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year.
那神的祝福，他神的祝福就是按时会降雨，让他们五谷丰收。
Part of God's blessing is so that the rain will come during the season and that they will be fruitful.
让他们可以吃得饱足，生活没有缺缺。
So that they will live abundantly and they will be lacking nothing.
所以在这个神所应许的这个地土地上，如果有一个新的生活，他们就一无所缺。
If they can begin a new life on in this land that is promised by God, then they will be lacking nothing.
所以在迦南地是一个新的生活。
So in the land of Canaan, they will begin a new life.
但是如果对照在埃及地呢
？But with comparison, if you draw a comparison to the land of Egypt,
他们在埃及是过奴隶的生活的。
In the Egypt, they were living a life of a slave.
他们在埃及地其实上生活很辛苦。
They had a very hard life in land of Egypt.
他们没有付出就不可能有收成。
If they don't labor, then they will not.
他们没有去做工就不可能有吃的。
If they don't work, then they will not have food to eat.
绝对没有白吃的午餐。
And there's no free lunch for them.
也就是说，他们的生活事实上是非常的辛苦，是没有。
And that means that their life in Egypt was toiling and they were not full.
但是现在神要给他们一个新的生活。
But now God is wanting to give them a new life.
进去那个新的土地里面，他们蒙福，不管他们的自己本身还是他们的土地牲畜都蒙福。
Once they possess and go into the land, they themselves as well as the land will be blessed.
所以他们要做一个选择。
So now they have to make a choice.
进去神的土地，神应许的土地之后，他们要选择听从神的话呢？
Once they go into the land of God, they need to make a choice whether they should listen to God.
或者是他们要去像这第十六节说的，他们要去偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别的神。
Or would they make a choice to turn aside and serve other gods?
那就是他们选择继续过他们旧的生活方式。
And that means that they would choose to continue their old life.
因为他们过去在埃及就是一个很辛苦的日子，他们凡事都要靠自己。
Because in Egypt, they lived a very hard life. They have to rely on their hands to earn their living.
所以听从神，最后他们就是日子得以长久。
If they listen to God's command, then their days in the land will be prolonged.
也就是说，他们可以长寿了。
That means they will have long longevity.
而且是在福中啊，过长的日子。
And that means they will live a long life under the blessing of God.
但是如果他们选择过他们旧有的生活。
However, they choose to continue their old ways.
第十六节说
，Verse 16,
你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。
16, take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them.
那十七节，主的怒气向你们发作，就是天闭塞不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在主所赐给你们地的美地上速速灭亡。
Verse 17, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the lands yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good lands which the Lord is giving you.
所以这个过旧的生活啊，他们如果是惹神发怒，最后他们就在这个美地上速速灭亡，日子短少。
If they lead their old life, continue their old life, and provoke the anger of God, then in this land they will perish quickly, and their days will be very short.
那这个时候，其实 是跟他们提醒在迦南地他们一定可以蒙福，就是说他们一定在这个神所眷顾的土地上，这个风调雨顺该收成的时候他们就有收成。
And this is reminding them that in the land of God, a blessed land of God, that God will bring the rain from heaven and they will be fruitful.
但是特别要小心，第十六节说你们要谨慎。
But in 16 says take heed to yourselves.
表示说 当人在饱足的时候很容易就心里受迷惑。
And that means that when a person is comfortable, is abundant, then their heart is easily deceived.
很有可能会偏离神的这个正路。
It's possible that at that time they will turn away from the right way of God.
因为将神的祝福当作平常呢。
Because they treat God's blessing as ordinary.
然后就会受迷惑去敬拜侍奉别神，就是跟随其他的偶像呢。
They might be deceived and choose to serve other gods and worship them.
或者是跟这个列邦的列国一样去过他们的。过他们的生活方式。
Or they may continue to live the ways of life like the other nations.
所以其实在第十六节摩西特别提出在他们在很饱足顺利的时候是有一个危险的。
And in verse 16, Moses pointed out that in the days of comfort, they are actually facing danger.
他们有可能会犯罪的。
It's possible for them to sin.
所以犯罪就会让生命跟福气减少了。
If they sin, then that would diminish their life and their blessings.
但是如果选择遵守神的话，谨慎自己的脚步生活，守住神的要求。
However, if they follow the word of God to watch their footsteps and follow the commandments of God,
那么他们日子就长久，他们世世代代就可以在这个土地上不断的繁衍。
Then their days in the land will be prolonged, and they and their descendants will continue living in the land.
啊，所以摩西要他们要知道怎么做选择。
So Moses wants them to be aware of their choices.
从十八节开始
，In verse 18，
他说：“你们要将我这个话存在心内，留在意中，记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。”
Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart, in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be a frontlet between your eyes.
十九节说
，19，
要教训你的儿女，不管是坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
19, you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, when you rise up.
20节说要写在房屋的门框上并城门上。
20, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
21节使你们和你们子孙的日子在主向你们列祖起誓应许给他们的地上得以增多，如天覆地的日子那样多。
Verse 21,and that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land that which the Lord swore to your father to give them, like the days of the heaven above the earth.
这就提到他们要重视对儿女的信仰的教育。
And here mentioned that they need to emphasize their education, religious education towards their children.
因为现在人繁衍后代会面临一个选择，你要注重孩子的是哪一个部分呢？
Because as we raise children, we have to make a choice which part of their life do we need to emphasize.
是要让孩子个个都非常的出色，很有才艺呢
？Is do we choose to make them talented in every way？
还是要让他们能够记住神的话语，世世代代可以遵守呢
？Or do we choose to help them remember the word of God and for generations to come they follow the word of God？
今天我们对神的这些话语神的这些作为，我们如果深深记在心里。
Today, if we remember the commandments and the works of God in our hearts,
我们自己在我们的生命当中已经体会到神的这个作为神的应许是真的。
And in our life experience, we have already experienced that the promise and the blessings of God are true.
我们会发现有神可以依靠才是最真实的。
Then we'll realize that it is better to have God to rely on.
孩子有神，他就有一切。
If our children has God, then they have everything.
他懂得敬畏神，懂得听从神的话语，他就福气就永远跟随的。
If they learn to fear God, to listen to God's commandments, then the blessings will be showered upon them.
虽然孩子可能不是很出色，不是很聪明。
Even though the children may not be very gifted and or very smart.
但是只要有神跟他同在。
But as long as God is with them.
他的恩典福气就不中断。
And then their blessings will never be
never
stop.
神会爱他
never stop.
神会爱敬畏他的人。
Because God will love those who love him.
所以今天我们对孩子我们要在他们的信仰上下更大的功夫。
So today we need to devote even more time in our children's faith.
他这里就提出给这些当时候在听的人说，你要好好的去教育孩子 守在神的这个道理里。
And so Moses is encouraging the listeners at the time to teach their children so that they walk on the righteous path of God. 我们自己先
记住神的话，神的作为之后。
After we remember the words and the work of God.
第十九节说要教训儿女。
19 says we need to teach them to our children.
那要利用各种机会。
We need to use every opportunity.
要创造各种信仰的环境，让他们可以记住神的话。
We need to create a environment that favors and helps them remember the word of God.
那这样子，他们以后的日子也可以增多，可以长久，永远享福。
And so that the days of their life also be multiplied.
一直都得到神的祝福，神同在。
And that they can continue to be blessed by God and experience God's abundance.
那所以今天我们要了解敬虔啊，真的有一个敬虔的。这个信仰才是重点。
And so today we need to understand to have a devout faith, that is important.
今天在社会上，我们看到很多在事业上各种领域上很出色的人。
Today in the society, we see people who excel in their specialties.
可是最后他们说他们的日子是虚空的。
But at the end, they draw the conclusion that their days are in vain.
有一个非常有名的声乐家。
There is a very famous musician.
他真的是世界级的，很出名。
And he is well known internationally.
他追求人间的这个声望。
And he pursued after the status or the fame and the wealth.
他追求爱情。
He pursued after love.
似乎上都得到了。
And seems that he has received everything.
但他就没有追求神。
But he did not pursue after God.
等到他后来发现，他所追求的这个爱不见了。
At the end, he realized that love that he pursued is gone.
他发现他的人生没有意义了。
He realized that his life is without any meaning.
所以他在他似乎事业最巅峰的时候，他退休了。
And so he made a choice to retire at the pinnacle of his career.
因为他没有动力再继续表演下去了。
Because he had no motivation to keep him performing.
因为他发现他的这些表演，他的才艺是空的。
Because he realized that all his gifts and talents are empty.
三年之后，他死了。
3 years later, he died.
那死的时候。
When he died.
他跟世人说：“你不要再纪念我了。”
When he was dying, he told people not to remember him.
把我的这个尸体骨头啊，把它烧一烧，撒在海里面就好了。
And he told them to cremate him and just spread his ashes in the ocean.
因为他说他的一生是虚空的。
Because he said that his entire life was in vain.
没有任何价值。
It was valueless.
他到最后生命要结束以前，他这样说的。
And this is what he said before he died.
虽然他非常的出名，众人很羡慕。
Even though he was very famous, people look up to him.
但是最后却是零了。
But at the end, everything came back to being zero.
但是我们如果看圣经里面这些古圣徒。
But if you look at the saints in the Bible,
你看他们每一个人，他们都最后生活都非常的有价值。
Every one of them lived a valuable life.
因为他懂得敬畏神。
It is because they know that they need to fear God.
他最后他就拥有神的生命。
So at the end, they have the life of God.
得到满足。
That they were satisfied.
所以今天我们看到圣经这个提醒。
So today when we read the reminders from the Bible,
我们孩子的信仰，我们的重点。我们的教育在哪里呢？
So where is our focus, our emphasis on our children's education?
我们要真的要想到孩子的将来所要面对的挑战比我们这个时代更严厉。
We need to realize that the challenges our children face in the future will be more than what we face in the past.
我们一定要带孩子到教会来亲近神。
We have to bring our children to come to church to worship God.
让他们心里面真的存记神的话语。
So that in their hearts, they remember the words of God.
懂得把这个神抓住。
And they know to hold on to this God.
那这样子他们在以后的日子就可以享福，就可以得到神的带领。
So that their days in the future can be blessed by God and has God's abundance.
不管社会怎么转变。
It doesn't matter how the society will change.
都不会偏离正路。
That they will never drift away from the right path.
那这个就是最有智慧的选择。
So this will be the most wise choice.
所以摩西他把这些祝福咒诅摆在众人眼前。
And so Moses displayed in front of people the choice between blessing and curse.
要让大家自己去选。
And he allows the Israelites to choose for themselves.
面对这个生死祸福的抉择， 聪明的你，你会选择哪一项呢？
So a choice between bless and curse, a death and life, which one would you choose?
愿主带领我们。
So may God guide all of us.
都能够选择生命。
So that we can make the right choice of life.
选择信靠神。
So that we can choose to rely on God.
因为他的应许是确实的。
Because his promise is true.
一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
467首。
467.